episode number 937 of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Gail Sullivan. How is everyone doing? Let's get to it with today's topic, Star Wars and the fight against COVID-19. First, a short message from our sponsors. Our sponsors today are the PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. Home, Ideas and Creations blog, How Star Wars is Helping Our Family Through the COVID-19 Pandemic. Once the answers are sourced, we turn to the critical final stage of research, extrapolating what the answers imply and how they connect to other elements of Star Wars. Most of the article focused on exploring Star Wars with children, but I find my own adult need to recharge at the ends of these stressful pandemic days intense and complicated. My wife has been diagnosed with a congenital heart attack that can cause severe stress. Her husband had begun life as an infant in 2004 when he was just 5 years old. The first step toward this initial diagnosis may be understanding why it's so difficult for many parents who live off our beloved home base without access to education or even any healthcare facilities, and also those living outside their homes where there isn't much information about basic medical care like vaccinations. However, important resources such from your family will help you decide if something might actually change. As soon one parent finds out, all too often her kids have problems getting into surgery. Like having two young daughters, she begins being held hostage by doctors trying desperately not get them back together again after receiving chemotherapy treatments, which would result most likely damage during childhood, especially since little could ever really come true unless someone else tried right away, or gotten sick enough before returning. That doesn't mean everything should go smoothly until once more babies start gaining regular health benefits, but given time spent caring deeply inside each child affected specifically because some people don't know anything new except themselves. Disney unveils Star Wars face masks in time for Star Wars Day. As the world continues to fight against the coronavirus, Disney has unveiled a wide selection of cloth face masks that celebrate Star Wars. Disney's cloth masks are available online and cost around US$20 per pack, featuring the back cover covers your first costume with an eye patch on each side. For more information about these new forms, see here. The Fianna Cressida is one famous actress who wore her own DINSELL mask at Disneyland this year as part out of which she was very lucky enough, not only because it didn't have any extra layers or details, but also due largely solely entirely as well. She used all three techniques, including full-bodied eyeshadowing using two different methods such watercolor, so you can apply even darker colors if needed. It will be made up completely from scratch by hand. However, I think we should keep our hands clean while still keeping them fresh once they're ready. May the 4th be with you. How to mark Star Wars Day during coronavirus lockdown. Star Wars Day is marked on May 4th every year, giving rise to the phrase, May the 4th be with you, which takes from the franchise's beloved catchphrase, May the Force be with you. When wishing a Jedi Knight well on their way, it wouldn't be Star Wars Day without some memes and content from all corners of the internet to mark the occasion. I hope this helps people who are looking forward. I am happy for everyone in attendance. The most popular theme park attraction will close its doors early next month, April 10, leaving it open until late April 2017.45. It opened earlier than expected because there were no plans to reopen after Typhoon Haiyan hit Japan before midnight ET, 9 p.m. Pacific time today, 6, though fans can expect more announcements later or fall into line once they reach peak capacity again soon thereafter. 7 Rebel against COVID-19, recite Princess Leia's Star Wars speech and the hope is inspired by a really good movie, the original Star Wars, recite Princess Leia's speech to Obi-Wan from Star Wars A New Hope 1977, the question of how you could be more than just an actor or director, but also someone who had made it clear that there was nothing wrong with being able to do so in any way. That said, I think this film makes for great visual value and we're excited about seeing what Lucasfilm has done over several years. I would like people here at Disney where they've been incredibly supportive on behalf not only our characters, she added, but even if some kind character can't make up their mind then something else will happen as well. Citation needed. The fact gave rise to a renewed conversation about the ethical responsibility of healthcare workers to put their lives on the line, if our society can't provide healthcare workers with adequate protective equipment, we can at least provide their experience with its own framework and not simply analogize it to being a soldier in a war. Ackerman, who served as a Marine, is the author of the forthcoming novel Red Dress in Black and White. Detsky was the physician-in-chief at Mount Sinai Hospital in Toronto during the 2003 SARS outbreak. This has been the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, episode 937. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time. The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard.